The Gemara mentioned that it says Vikidashtoi. And from Vikidashtoi we learn that L'chol Dovashah B'Kedusha, that the Kohen comes first when it comes to every Dovashah B'Kedusha. L'ftoyach Rishon, U'levarech Rishon, V'litom Mone Yofer Rishon. And in fact, this is the Makar to the Kachem de Galacha of Kolam Kudish Mechaveroi, Kohen Meschaveroi. It's rooted in this Halacha that you find by a Kohen, something everybody knows, right? You give the Kohen the first Aliyah. Why? It's based on a Pasuk in the Torah. It's based on this idea of Vikidashtoi. I saw that Rav David Yoel Weiss in Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Emor, it's on the Pasuk of Vikidashtoi ki eslechem aleikecha u'makrev. He clears, we know that a Kohen has Kedima over a Yisrael, right? That's the way it is. His Shaila is, what about after a Kohen dies already? Would the Kohen have Kedima over the Yisrael after the Kohen dies? Or would he not have Kedima after the Kohen dies? Meaning, maybe while the Kohen's alive and the Yisrael's alive, there's an inyan of the Kidashta. You should be Mechabed, a Kohen that's alive. But it could be after the Kohen is not alive anymore, maybe at that point, there's no longer an inyan of a Vikidashta. This is his suffix. Now, what would be even a case? So, a case would be, for example, he brings Alach and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Aveilah, Simon Shin Nun Dalet, Chacham V'Talmud Chacham. Let's say there's two mason. And we have a Shiloh, which mace should be taken out first? Should it be the Chacham, or it should be the Talmud Chacham? Right? Chacham is the higher ranking, Talmud Chacham is the lesser. So, Maitzin es HaChacham Koidim. Talmud Chacham V'Ama Oretz. The halacha is you take the Talmud Chacham before the Amaretz. So he says, what would be with regards to a Kohen, with regards to a Kohen and a Yisrael, where they're both Mason? So would the Kohen have the Din Kedima of a Kidashtoi, or would he not have the Din Kedima of a Kidashtoi? So W.O.Y. says that it's Yitochen, that the Kohen would not. Titachni would not. As long as he's alive, see, he has his Kedushas Kuna, he has his Maila. Once he's not alive anymore, now, why is it then that you find in Hilchas Avelos that Talach is Chacham v'Talmud Chacham Moitzina Chacham Koidim, Talmud Chacham v'Ama'aretz Moitzina Talmud Chacham Koidim? L'chair, you see that it survives Misa. So if it survives Misa, well then, l'chair, as it relates to the Koyin, should have the same Halach, right? The Kidashta is Halach in Hilchas Kedima. You see clearly that the Halach of Kedima is true even when the person is not alive anymore. So for this, he shtelts so beautifully the Beis Halevi, the Bakanta Beis Halevi in his Akdomish, Shailos Shuvas Beis Halevi. It's very Be'arichos, but the one excerpt that we need is related to a Gemara that we spoke about only a few days ago. And I think it's kedai to read the Gemara one more time. The Gemara is in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. It also has some good Siyum vibes. And that is Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Ami Yo'arotzois Einam Chayim. The Ami Yo'arotzois are not going to be Zoich to stand up for Tchias HaMesim. Shenemar, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Refon Bal Yokum. Tanya Ami Hachi, Mesim Bal Yichyu, V'chulu V'chulu. Either way, this is what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar said that the Ami Yo'arotzois are not going to stand up by Tchias HaMesim. I'm the Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi. He heard what Rabbi Elazar said, and he said, Loi Nichal Amarayu Da Amar Luhachi. He says, you shouldn't be saying this. Right? You shouldn't be saying this. I don't like what you're saying. Meaning it's not okay. You have a pasuk, Mason Bal Yichyu. There's a way to be miyash of the pasuk. I could learn the pasuk differently, but don't be mekatrig on the Ami Arotzis and say that the Ami Arotzis are not going to stand up for Tchias HaMesim. No, they're going to stand up. Rabbi Yochanan's giving Musa to his Talmud Meret Nishazai Vegin Yidin. It's not something that you do. Are you pasuk? I have a tshuva for you, pasuk. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar heard Rabbi Yochanan's tshuva. He said, I hear. But the problem is, Mikra Acher Ani Dairish. I have another pasuk. The Chsiv, it says, Ki tal oiroiz talecha, v'oretz refon tapel, kol ha-mishtamish bar teira, or teira mechayeyo. V'chol, she'en ha-mishtamish bar teira, ein teira mechayeyo. And the Amiratzis don't have the or teira. And if they don't have the or teira, how are they going to be able to get up? So Rabbi Yochanan heard Rabbi Elazar said he was mamish bitzar. He was bitzar because it bothered him so much. And he was so happy he had a yishuv to Rabbi Elazar's raya. But now he came with another raya. Kital oiris talech of oiris from tapel, and he didn't have what to say. So the Gemara says, "Keep in the chazit come and stay." Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yochanan was bitzar. Amalei, he told his Rabbi. Rabbi matzasi lem takana man ha-teira. He said, "I could be menachem you. I found a takana for the Ami Arotzes because the pasuk says va'atam advekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim. Any person that's dovek in Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Chayim kolchem ayoy. Said Rabbi Elazar, "Chi efshel with buke b'shchina? How could a person be mistabik b'shchina?" For the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem eloikecha Eish oichlo. HaKadosh Baruch is a fire. You can't be mistamek with a fire. El. Kalamasa bita l'tamud chacham. If somebody marries off his daughter to a tamud chacham. Fa'isa prakmati l'tamid chacham. Or if somebody invests the money of a tamud chacham, he does business for a tamud chacham. Fa'mahara tamid chacham in a chasav. Or he gives from his nechasav, he shares them with a tamud chacham. Ma'la olav ha'kasav ki'ilu medabek b'shchino. It's as if he was medabek b'shchino. If someone cleaves to a tamud chacham, it's as if he was medabek b'shchino. Well, if that's the case, that's someone that cleaves to a Talmud Chacham is Mistabek B'Shchino. What does the Pasuk say you get if you're Mistabek B'Shchino? Va'atem Adveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem is Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim, you're going to live when? You're going to live Lo Asid Lavoi. Oh, I found a takana. I found a takana. He said, Rebbe, don't be bizarre. Motzosi lehem takana min ha-Torah. I have a way out. There's a mahalach even for an Am Haaretz. He wasn't zoicha to the Ora Torah to be able to stand up at Chias HaMeisim. How? If he's masa bita l'tamad chacham, if he's oisa pragmati l'tamad chacham, or if he's mahana tamid chacham min chasa. By the way, we mentioned the Tashbitz in the Tshuva. A few daven ago, where the Tashbitz gives a haftacha, he says that any person that goes ahead and he's mekai one of these three things, he's going to be zoicha to a tremendous bracha. We also saw in today's daf that Rav Papa had heard what Huna Breder of Nachman said, and he gave him what sounds like maybe his bas yechida, right? He has 10 sons and one daughter. That's what it sounds like. And he takes his bas yechida and he goes ahead and he says, I want. He was being Mekayim the Sinyan. He wanted to be Mestabik B'Shechina by going in and taking him as an Eid. But the bottom line is, this is this Gemara over here. So the Beis HaLevi, Kiyadu and his Akdama said, what's going on? What's the Shakta Vatari over here? That first, the Olam thought that there's no way for the Amei Oretz to have any hope that they're going to be able to stand to Tchias HaMeisim. Finally, Allah tells Rabbi Yochanan, Matzasi lam takon man ha-Torah, I have a little bit of an Eitzah. So the Beis HaLevi says a Dover Nifla. He says, we know the Halach is Tashmishe mitzvah are nizrokin. Tashmishe kedusha, the Halach is are nikbarin. What does that mean? If somebody used something for a mitzvah, let's say a shofar that you're not going to use anymore, an esrog that you're not going to use anymore, technically if you want to take it, you can throw it in the garbage. Right? It doesn't have any inherent kedusha. Tashmishe mitzvah, something that was used for a mitzvah, the halach is nisrokin. But tashmishe kedusha, something that was used for a davar shebekedusha, it was used for a sefer Torah, right? Something that's a davar shebekedusha, tashmishe kedusha, there the halach is nignozim. There the halach is nikbarim. So the Beis HaLevi said that the way Rabbi Allah Rabbi Yochanan approached the sugya of Tchias HaMeisim was, they felt that if somebody learns Torah, so his guf becomes now Tashmishei Kedusha for the Torah that he has inside of him. And Ayoyz Tashmishei Kedusha, the Halach is Nignozim, they're put away. You can't throw them away. You can't just cast them aside. So it's for that reason, any person that learned Torah, his guf is going to have a key of loss of love. As opposed to someone that didn't learn Torah, even if he did mitzvahs, so what is his guf? It's Tashmishei Mitzvah. What's the rule of Tashmishei Mitzvah? Tashmishei Mitzvah is Nizrokin. And if Tashmishei Mitzvah is Nizrokin, so it's not going to stand a chance. Oh, but then Rabbi Elazar came to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yochanan, Matzasi lem takana. He said, you know what the takana is? The takana is, Va'atam advekin, Ba'vaya lekechim chayim kocham ayoyim. What was the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar's takana? Said the Beis HaLevi. You know what his chiddush was? Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I think that the Talmidei Chachamim, their guf is not just Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not just being Meshamish, the Torah that they have inside of them. But really, the Talmidei Chachamim become a Chefz of Kedusha. And the reason Talmidei Chachamim become a Chefz of Kedusha is because think of the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah, you have the Torah, and the Torah licked off the cloth. The cloth of the Sefer Torah is not Tashmishei Kedusha. Right? The Mitpachas, the crown, that's all the Tashmishei Kedusha. What's the cloth? The cloth is part and parcel of the Sefer Torah itself. A Sefer Torah is not oisis parchas ba'aver. It's oisis that are written on a cloth. In the same vein, Torah Shabbal Peh can't just exist in the loft. So the Torah Shabbal Peh exists inside the Talmud Chacham, which means that the Talmud Chacham is the cloth to the Torah, like the cloth is the cloth to the oisis of the actual Sefer Torah. Which means that the Talmud Chacham is not Tashmishei Kedusha, he's Kedusha. If he's Kedusha, there's an Eitzah for the Am Haaretz. You know what the Eitzah for the Am Haaretz is? Be Meshamish the Talmud Chacham. Because if you're going to be Meshamish the Talmud Chacham, you're now going to be Tashmishei Kedusha yourself. And if you're going to be Tashmishei Kedusha yourself, now already you're going to have a Kiyum. And the Beis HaLevi says that the Emes is, even though the Amiram knew L'chatchiva, they knew Meikara that the Talmud Chacham is at the very least Tashmisha Ekdusha. But they felt that if the Am Haaretz is Meshamish, the Talmud Chacham wouldn't be good, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Tashmisha Ekdusha, yeah, or Betashmish, the Tashmish, nah. But where Rabbi Lazar was being Mechadish based on this Pasuk, V'atamad Vekim Hashem Alekeikim Chayim Chuchim Hayoim, is that the Talmud Chacham Alein must be a Chefz of Kedusha. And if he's a Chefz of Kedusha, so what does that mean? If he's a Chefz of Kedusha, that means that Am Haaretz is the Tashmish. Is Tashmisha Kedusha. If Am Haaretz is Tashmisha Kedusha, then that's Pasha. Am Haaretz is going to have a Kiyum as well. But said the Baal Megadim Chadashim, he said that it could be Dafka the Talmud Chacham Lacha Moisoi. The Talmud Chacham Lacha Moisoi, he has a mailo. The reason he has a mailo is because his guf is a shtik kedusha, and his guf, even in the worst case scenario, we said was tashmisha kedusha. And if that's the case, like the Beis Halevi was mevayer, his kedusha survives misa. Faket, the whole impetus for tchias amesim is the fact that the guf maintains its kedusha even after the Torah is no longer there, because at the very least it's tashmisha kedusha. But the kohen, his mailo is when he's bekunasa. But now he's worse than over machmas kirye, over machmas. He's not even alive anymore. So if he's not even alive anymore, so it could be his goof doesn't have any kedusha. So he said, Yesh lachgar, where you find these milas of the kidashta regarding a mace, you find it always by a Talmud Chacham. Could be Dafka Talmud Chacham, because his goof is kedusha. His goof is tashmishay kedusha. He has the mail of the Beis Halevi in the Hakdama, as opposed to, as relates to a Kayim, maybe not.